He left after the following record, Mechanics. Was there something about the direction of that record that kind of influenced you that it might be time to take a break from the band?
Combination of things. It was like I've been touring, 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 and it was a bit like everybody was a. I think everybody's a bit burnt out, you know. We were doing these things, we were touring, touring, playing, playing. It wasn't like playing America for 3 months or 4 months. It was playing America and then doing a European tour for 4 months. We'd do things like we'd be on tour for a year and a half, you know, and have like once every 2 months have 2 weeks off, you know what I mean? That sort of thing. And it gets to the point where Phil's burnt out, and Phil's, I guess, my best friend, you know, and it's a lot of. You know, it was unhappy. You know, it was unhappy. You know, couldn't have seen so many hotel rooms and stuff and just do it. And, you know, we got rid of a manager. It's that element of things. And we're doing a lot of drugs as well on the road. And, you know, to a certain extent, I like the energy of doing certain drugs and stuff once in a while. But the thing of doing something, being addicted to something like that much, or on the road, and just to be able to go and play, and you go, well, you know, I didn't think we were performing very well, and I just basically wanted a break, I think.
Were you happy with the way that album Mechanics came out?
That's all right. There's a lot of things, you know, looking back on it, the way I like to work in the studio, it's, I would love to go and remix some of the UFO songs, you know. The one thing I hated on it, we did an Eddie Cochran song, Something Else, which I really liked the song. A stupid saxophone stuff, like I thought he was playing you know, like some sort of holiday in band, the saxophone on there, you know, it's like, you know, Eddie Cochran turn over in his grave.
Had you been thinking about forming Wasted for a while at that point? Did you jump right into it, or did you take a break?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I was asked to produce a record for Twisted Sister. They had to be their first album.
That was Under the Blade, right?
Yeah. And they were like, they became friends of mine. It's like they were coming to England. And it looks like, oh, I left because I was doing that. Because what happened was, Eddie Clark, who was in Motorhead, was a friend of mine too. Well, Eddie had left Motorhead. And ironically, at the time I was like, I thought, I'm not going on. I didn't want to go and do it. Well, it was, I didn't want to go and do this, another UFO record. I basically didn't want to do it. And I started hanging out with Eddie, and we put that band Fastway together. Well, Crystal's Records wouldn't let me sign a record deal with CBS. Actually, I mean, they physically put a court injunction on me, and they said, you can have your own band, you're a key member of UFO, you have a record deal, a contract with us. We'll sign Fastway, but we won't let you go to sign it. Well, Crystal's like came down eventually. CBS came down and signed Fastway, and I, at that point in time, it's something I was doing because I was enjoying hanging out with Eddie and that, and we were, you know, it was, the spirit of the thing was good. Well, once you start getting things where, you know, they're about to, we would have been going to the studio with the producer and everything, I can't do it. It's like, boys, don't, you know, you do it. I'm gonna have to go and do it. Chris has given me the Wasted thing. Ozzy called me up actually. Ozzy's a friend of mine. At the time, well, he's a friend. I don't see him very often, but and said, "Hey, will you come and play bass for me?" So I ended up playing bass with Ozzy for a tour while the court thing was going on. And then I said to Fastway, the management, that I can't do it. Chris has therefore owed me an album deal, technically speaking. Even though they couldn't get Fastway. So in between that, I did Ozzy, Twisted Sister, Fastway, I co-wrote everything, and then I put Wasted together in the space of a year. So when I thought I wasn't going to be doing a lot, I suddenly did four different things.
How did you hook up with the guys in Twisted? Just from them coming to England to tour?
No, it's a photographer friend of mine called Ross Halfin that knew them, and they wanted to do an album. They've got an album deal. And their manager, Mark Puma, got in touch with their management and got me to come down and check them out. Well, you know, they were great. I saw them in this place in New York. Obviously very good. They came to England, recorded. I didn't have to do a great deal, really. I was doing, Touch of the George Martin, really. It's like, okay, boys, yes, good, terrific. And that was it. But, you know, it was good being involved with Saints, recognise it was good. And, you know, I mean, for all their quirkiness and that. I mean, I wouldn't wear two of the clothes and that they would wear themselves in the make the beards and makeup and whatever. But they had a very effective way of playing rock and roll, and they were very they believed in themselves and they meant it. You know, and I liked that about them. You know, so it was no surprise to me that they became successful. It was just nice to be able to say, well, I've worked with them, you know.